Okay, we're holding on Yoma Daf Lamed Bet, or the very bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. We just mentioned the machlok between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan as to when exactly you do the sanctification, and whether you have two sanctifications of the hands and feet by the first tefillah. Bishlam the Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says like this: I understand Rabbi Meir's shita. That's how you would end up with having 10 sanctifications of the hands and the feet. El Rabbanan Tisha Habu. But according to the Rabbanan, if you don't do two sanctifications by the first change of clothes, meaning from his normal clothes into the Kohen Gadol clothes, then you only have 9 sanctifications, right? Because you change clothes 5 times, and you do 2 sanctifications by each. But if what you're telling me is that the first one, you actually don't do the pre-clothes change sanctification, you have 9. Amri la rabbanan kidusha batra kipashid bigde kodesh elavish bigde kol abid le hatam. Gemara responds, no, because you have an additional kiddush at the end, according to the rabbanan, when you take off the bigde kahuna and back on your normal clothing when you finish the avoda. That also requires a kiddush. It makes a little sense. It makes sense because we said that another distinction, or the distinction between their shitas primarily, is when you do the kiddush, right? Do you do the first kiddush of yadayim veraglayim while the clothes you're wearing are still on, or once you take the clothing off? So if you do it while the clothing are still on, so then you, mistama, you're doing the last kiddush before you take the big dikuhuna off. Tan Rabbanan. Uva Aron el Oel Moed. So Aron comes to the Oel Moed. Lama Huba. Why does he come to the Oel Moed? Enova el Lotiyat Akaf et Amachte. Right? He comes to take out the pan of coals that he put in there. And by the way, the entirety of the avoda is written in the right order, except for this pasuk is written out of order. My time. Why do I have to say that this pasuk is written out of order? Meaning, in the order that it's written, first you remove the shovel and the coals, and then you bring the korban of the ram. What we're suggesting is it's written out of order, and really, first you bring the korban, and then you remove the shovel. Amar Rav Chisda gemire chamesh shvil v'asara kiddushin tov v'kohen gadol mekadesh bo b'yom v'ikasid ran l'mishkachadu ela shalosh shvil v'shisha kiddushin. So here's why. Because we have a tradition that the Kohen Gadol does 5 tevilot and 10 sanctifications of his hands and his feet. And when is it that you do each tevilah? From one avoda to the next. You finish this avoda, before you go into the next avoda, you do the tevilah. Now, removing the coals is the same avoda as putting them in, right? So if you put them in and take them out, that requires 1 tevilah. And you would end up with a total of 3 tevilot on the day, and then 6 sanctifications of the hands and the feet. However, if you insert the sacrifice of the ram between putting the coals in and out, then after you put the coals in, you need tevilah to do a sacrifice of the ram. Then, once you're done with sacrificing the ram, you need another tevilah to go take the coals out. And you have 5. Because we know we have 5, we have to understand this pasuk is not written in the proper order. So, by putting the sacrifice before taking the coals out, you would add an additional 2 tevilah, and that equals the number we already know is the number of a tevilah. Kanya Wilin der Breite. Where do we know? From where do we know that you have 5 tevilot and 10 kedushin? The Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. Talmud Loma. We learn from the following pasuk: Uva Aron El Ohel Moed Ufashat Et Bigdei Habad V'Rachatz Et Bisaro B'Mayim B'Makom Kadosh V'Lavash Et Bigdav V'Yatrasa Halamarta Shekol M'Shan Me'Avoda La'Avoda Taun Tevilah. So we can see from the fact that Aron, before he goes on to the next avoda, goes and gets undressed, goes to the mikvah, and then comes and then gets redressed. Clearly, we see that you have to go to the mikvah before you do a different avoda. Rabbi asks the same question: where do we know that you do 10 that you mekadesh your hands and feet 10 times, and you go to the mikvah 5 times. Shneimar, it says, Ketonet bad kodesh yilbash, he wears the linen garments, and mechnasei vad yuabsaro, and pants of, the pants will be on his flesh. Ube avne bad yachgor, right? And he wears a linen, belt. Ube mitznefet bad yitznof, and he wears a linen hat. Big day kodesh, their holy clothing. Ube rachatz bamaim et psaro, ulevesham. So he washes his flesh, and then he puts on the clothing. Halamartam avodah levodah tavan tefila. Gomer big day kodesh em hukshu kol begadim kulan zet lazet. So we see that he has to do a tefila before he goes on to the avodah, and it says by the begadim big day kodesh em that they are big day kodesh, their holy clothing. And so we make a significant hekesh between these clothing and all the other clothing that any time that you change your clothing, you need to do the tefila. V'chamesh avodot hen, and there are five avodas. Tamid shel shachar v'big de zahav. You bring the tamid in the morning in the golden clothing. Avodat hayom v'big de lavan. And then the voda, special voda of Yom Kippur, you do in white clothing. Elu ve'el ha'am v'big de zahav. And then you do the ram and the ram for the people in the golden clothing. Kafamach v'big de lavan. And then you do the taking of the coals in white clothing. Tamid shel ben arba'in b'big de zahav. And then you bring the afternoon tamid in gold clothing. So the Kohen Gadol is changing back and forth between different garments, his gold garments and his white garments. Huminayim shekol tevila v'tevila tzricha shnei kedushin. And how do we know that by every tevila we need to be mekadosh the hands and the feet twice? Tamid lomar, we learn from the pasuk, upashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. It says, take off the clothing and you wash and you dress. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kavachomer. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, Kavachomer. Mab makom shein ton tevila. Ton kiddush. In a place where you don't need tevila, you need to do kiddush. Makom shtan tevila, when you do need to do tevila, enodin shein ton kiddush, all the more so, it should require kiddush. I ma lahalan kiddush echad, afkan kiddush echad. They may have thought to say, well, okay, you know, that works for one kiddush, but so say that you always just need one kiddush. Talmud Lomar, but we learned additionally from a pasuk, Uva Aron El Ohel Moed Pashad Big Day Abad Asher Lavash, Matamalar Asher Lavash, Klum Adam Poshet El Mashu Lavash, El Akish Prita Le Levisha. Right? So we learned from the pasuk, you had half a minute to say, okay, I understand that I have to do a kiddush because Kal Vachomer, I have to do a tevila, I have to do a kiddush, but then I would only do one, I don't know to do two. Well, we have a pasuk that speaks about taking off the clothing that he was wearing, and we have to point out that he was wearing is superfluous, because obviously you can't take off clothing that you weren't wearing, right? So what do we learn? Malavisha tavon kiddush, pshita tavon kiddush. We make a hekesh between the pshita and levisha, just like by the putting on the clothing you need to do kiddush, so too the taking off the clothing you need to do kiddush. Amar Rabbi Yehuda minayin lechamesh tefila v'asara kiddushin. How do I know the five tefilot and ten kiddushin? Shtova kohen gadol mekadesh bo v'yom. The kohen gadol doesn't yom kippur. Talmud lomar. Following pasuk va'aron el ohel moed verachatz et besaro b'mayim b'makom kadosh. And he washes his flesh and water in a holy place. Halamadata shakol hamishanei avodah avodah tavon tefila. See from here that anyone who switches from one avodah to the other avodah needs to do a tevila. Eshkan big day levan big day zahav. Okay, that's a good proof for how I know that when he changes from the white clothing to the gold clothing, he has to do tefila. Big day zahav, big day levan minayin. But how do I know when he changes from the gold clothing to the white clothing, he also needs a tevila? Tana de Rabbi Shmuel Kal Vachomer. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel points out, well, it's really Kal Vachomer. Ma big day zahav. Shein kohen nichnas behem lefnayv lefnim tevun tevila. Big day levan shnichnas behem lefnayv lefnim enodim shtevun tevila. The big day zahav are what you wear when you go inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. The big day zahav, you can't go into the Kodesh Kedoshim in those clothing. And it's still, when you put them on, you have to do a tevila. So Kal Vachomer, if you're putting on the white clothing, which are seemingly more significant, because you do have to, because in the white clothing you would go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, obviously, in such a case, you'd have to do tevila. Ikul Mifrach. No, it's not such a good Kal Vachomer. Because you could say there's a tzad chomor by the gold clothing that makes it not such a clear Kal Vachomer. It's not so clear what's the Kal, what's the chomer. Malav Nezavshkin Kaparata Meruba. So the big day Zav is what the Kohen wears when he gets the Kapara for the nation, when he brings Kapara through the Korbano. So you could say that makes the big day Zav more chomor, and you can't tell me it's a Kal Vachomer. Ela Naftalam and the Rebbe. So rather, let's learn it from Rebbe's Shita, because Rebbe's Shita didn't focus just on a limud by one set of clothing to the other, rather on both sets of clothing from each other. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, "Minayin lechamesh tefilin v'sarah kedushin." How do I know that you have chamesh tefilin v'sarah kedushin shtov l'kohen gadol v'kadosh bo b'yom? The kohen gadol does on Yom Kippur. Talmud Lomar learned from the Torah, "Ketonet bad kodesh yilbash," that a sacred linen garment he needs to wear. Halamata tishkol mishanim avodah l'avodah shirav tefilin. Right, so you can see that whenever you switch avodas, you need tefillah. So he's not focusing on the changing of the clothes. If you say he's focusing on the changing of the clothes, then you can say if you only learned it from changing from gold to white, how do you know white to gold? Or if you only learned it from changing white to gold, how do you know gold to white? Well, it's a problem. It's hard to learn it out from that. But Rebbe doesn't focus on changing clothes. He said from avoda to avoda, you have five avodas every time you change. You gotta do a tefillah. Eshchan v'gdei zav l'v'gdei lavan. The Gemara also asks, well, no, isn't Rebbe's me'avoda l'avoda also in avoda where you start in the v'gdei zav and you end up in the v'gdei lavan? So maybe it's not all avodas, it's only from an avoda where you're in v'gdei zav to an avoda you're in v'gdei lavan, v'gdei lavan, v'gdei zav, minayin. What if you're doing an avoda in the v'gdei lavan and then you have to go to an avoda in a v'gdei zav? How do I know they have to do the same there? Tanu v'gdei rishmal, who's taught me, Beit Midrash Rabbi Shmuel, Kal v'chomer, that's Kal v'chomer, Ma Bigdei Lavan, Shein Kapratan Merube, Tavun and Tvila, Bigdei Zav, Shein Kapratan Merube, Ein Adin, Shein and Tvila. That, no, obviously, it's Kal v'chomer, that the Bigdei Zahav is more chomer, because of all the kapara that it brings. So Kal v'chomer, if you're going from white to Lavan, if you're going from white to gold, you have to do it. Kal v'chomer, if you're going from white, from gold to white, then you have to do it. Kal v'chomer if you're going from white to gold, because the gold is more kadosh, because it brings more kapara. Ikal mefrach. Now, what are you talking about? We can reject that. Kal v'chomer mal b'gdei lavan shkein nichnas ben d'vnei v'lifnim. Right? Because the big day lavan is when you go into the kodesh kadoshim with, and you want to say that it's more important the big day zav because it brings the kapara. No, I can reject that. Kal v'chomer. Hayinu d'katani. Okay. So rather, this is the answer that we're giving. The Rebbe taught v'yomer b'gdei kodesh em b'mayim ed psaro v'lav shin. Right, that they wear sacred garments and he washes his flesh in water. So their sacred garments was a unnecessary word that we're using for a hekesh for all garments. So you from there we learn that any change of garments, of all garments, whether white to gold or gold to white, requires a tvila. V'chamesh avodot hen, and there are five avodas we said. Tami shel shachar big day zav. The tami that you brought in the morning, you bring in gold clothing. Avodah diyom big day lavan. The special avodah for Yom Kippur, you do in white clothing. Elu ve'ayla am the big day zav. The kohen, the ram, the kohen gadol brings for the kapara is brought in gold garments. Kafa machdim big day lavan. And then the coals you do in the white clothing, Tamid Shalvin Arvayim, Big Day Zav, and then the Tamid that's brought in the afternoon, you do in the golden clothing. Shekol Tevila Tevila Tzricha Shnei Kedushin. Ominayin Shekol Tevila Tevila Tzricha Shnei Kedushin. How do we know that each and every Tevila requires two Kedushin? Tamid Lomar, as we learned in the Pasuk, Pashad, Barachat, Barachat, Velavash. It says you take it off and you wash, and you wash, and you put it on. Sounds like Tevu. Hi, but Tevila Ktiv, what do you mean? That's not by Kedusha. That's not by being Mekadesh your hands and feet. That's talking about doing tevila. If anything, I would say you need to do two tevilas. But how do you know that's talking about kedusha and yadayim veraglayim? That's talking about going to the mikvah, not being mekadosh your hands. You may know any of the tevila. Navgalevi big day go to Hashem. Today we need the kedusha. No, it's not teaching me the tevila because I already learned the tevila by all the changing of the garments from the hekesh of big day go to Hashem, where I learned all the garments. Clearly, I don't need you to teach me that changing clothing requires tefillah. I already know that. So, if this washing is not talking about tefillah, I can assume that it's talking about being mekadosh at Dan Bergwein. V'lichta ve'rachmana v'lashon kiddush. Well, then, why would the Torah write it v'lashon rachat? Sounds like tefillah. Just make it simple for us. Write it v'lashon kiddush. Akamashalan the tefillah kiddush. Ma kiddush b'makom kadosh. Ach tefillah b'makom kadosh. It said it v'lashon kiddush. Teach you a similar halacha between the tevila and the kiddush. Just like tevila has to be makom kadosh in a holy sanctified place in Beit Hamikdash, so too the kiddush yadayim veraglayim needs to be in a sanctified place. Rabbi Yehuda kiddush minale. Where does Rabbi Yehuda know the kiddush from? Nachkalem and Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Shimon. So he learns it from the svara or from the drasha of Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon. So the necessity for that additional limud is that Rabbi Yehuda uses the Pashat Verachatz Verachatz Velavash or something else. He uses that to understand. He uses that to understand the requirement of Tvila when changing from white garments to gold garments, in which case he can't use that for the sanctification of the hands and the feet. So where does he know the sanctification of the hands and the feet from? He gets that from Rabbi Elazar's Svara, which is that it's a Kal V'Chomer that he learns from Asher Lavash. Okay. Amr Chizda. Ha de Rabbi, so okay, Rabbi's drasha, Makam de Rabbi Meir, Makam de Rabbanah. Clearly different than Rabbi Meir, she's clearly different than Rabbanah, she's the Mapka me the Rabbanan, so that's to exclude the Rabbanan, she's the Ilu Rabbanan Amri Kshu Lavush Mekadesh. Rabbanan say when he's clothed, when he's wearing clothes, he needs to do the Kiddush with Amri Blayim, but you Amar Kshu Poshet Mekadesh. Whereas Rabbi seems to say that once you take off the clothing, you have to do the Kiddush. Mapka me the Rabbi Meir, it's different than Rabbi Meir, she's the Ilu Rabbi Meir Amar Hein Kiddush Batra Kshu Lavush Mekadesh. The Rabbi Meir said that Kohen Gadol does the second sanctification when he's already dressed, the Yomar Kshiposheh Mikadesh. Whereas according to Rebbe, you do the sanctification when he's undressed. So according to Rebbe, you do both Kiddushins upon the Pshita, right? Take off the clothes and do a Kiddushin, and then do a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, do another Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and then put on the clothing. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, the first one is done while you're still wearing clothing, and according to Rabbi Meir, the second one is done while you're wearing new clothing. So we have three shitas. Amar v'achamar Yaakov akol v'odim b'kiddush sheni shelovesh v'chal v'chal v'kadosh. No. Everyone agrees that by the second kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you put on the new clothing and then you do the kiddush. My time, what's the reason? The amar kra o v'gishtam el mizbeach. Because the pasuk says, or when you go to the mizbeach, mishenu chusar elagisha, which means you need to do the kedusha yadayim v'raglayim. That's what the pasuk is talking about. You need to do the kedusha yadayim v'raglayim when the only thing left you have to do is go to the mizbeach. So if you have to go to the mizbeach, but first you have to put on the clothes, that's not what's implicit from the pasuk. The pasuk says when you sanctify your hands and feet, when you have to go to the mizbeach, but you haven't yet dressed yet. If you're not dressed yet, then you don't have to go to the Mizbeach right now. You have to get dressed, and then you have to go to the Mizbeach. You have to say, Mechuz Elavish V'Gisha. So that excludes a case where you both need to do the Kiddushin, and you need to get dressed. So it must be that it's done after you're already dressed. Amar Le Rav Acham Re De Rav Al Rav Ashi. Rav Al Son Rav said to Rav Ashi, Lo Rav Chizda Ila De Rav Acha, Lo Rav Acha Ila De Rav Chizda. Right, so Rav Chizda clearly doesn't hold by Rav Acha, Rav Acha clearly doesn't hold by Rav Chizda. DMK, the Rabbi have lechem esar kiddushin. Because if that were the case, according to Rabbi, you'd have to have 15 sanctifications. Right, because let's just do a quick recap. According to Rav Chizda, the Kohen Gadol has 2 sanctifications when he's undressed. And according to Rav Acha, we just said that you have to do a sanctification right before you go to the avodah. Okay, so question. Is that in addition to Rav Chizda said, or is that instead of a Rav Chizda said? And is Rav Chizda agreeing with Rav Acha, or is he saying, I don't agree with Rav Acha? Must be that neither of them agree with each other. Because if either one of them agrees with each other, then you'd have three Kiddushay, you'd have three, according to at least one of the Shitas, you'd have 3 times you have to do the Kiddushay Yadayim V'Raglayim by every Tvila. Meaning 5 Tvilas equals 15 Kiddusha Yadayim V'Raglayim, and that can't be the case because we only have 10. So they must disagree with each other. Okay, we'll stop here.